To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment guaranteeing women the right to vote, WYPR is broadcasting a series called Beyond the Ballot. This program features Maryland women who have changed our world for the better during the past century. I'm Sherry Parks. Sandy Timmons is a warrior who combats violence against partner abuse. She is executive director of the House of Ruth, Maryland, providing intervention, advocacy, and community education against domestic violence. Timmons became director in 2010, but she joined House of Ruth as a hotline volunteer in 2001 when she was a small business owner. She said, "I had no personal experience with domestic violence, but I saw it as a women's rights issue, calling it an abhorrent extension of the controls on women that had angered her as a young woman in the 1960s and 70s. Timmons said, "Women could not rent an apartment. My father had to sign my lease. When I was putting my husband through school, I was earning the money, but the credit card had to be in his name." Timmons nevertheless made her own success in retail in her native New York and in media at the Baltimore Sun and USA Today. In 1996, she started her own management consulting firm based in Baltimore. Still working as a hotline volunteer, Timmons recognized by 2002 that House of Ruth was facing many of the same issues as her client base. Founded in 1977 in a row house, it had outgrown its original structure and was struggling to keep up with demand. Timmons took on the organization as her pro bono client and helped it to restructure in order to improve the delivery of services. She said, "My heart fell into it full bore." When longtime executive director Carol Alexander moved on in 2009, Timmons took over during the nationwide search for her successor and won the permanent post in April 2010. Under Timmons, House of Ruth has maintained its focus on serving domestic violence victims while expanding its community outreach and advocacy with offices in Baltimore City and Prince George's and Montgomery counties. She established a training institute so that hospitals, professionals, and private businesses could recognize and respond to domestic violence issues, and the Gateway Project, which works with past abusers. Most Gateway participants are there as a condition of probation or parole. But Timmons dreams of a day when communities are more aware and more active, and intervention and treatment will be the norm, as with alcohol or drug abusers. She said, "There is no corner of society where domestic violence does not happen, and as an agency, there is only so much we can do alone. Communities need to support the victims and to hold the abusers accountable."